Hello, welcome to Indian Springs. Indian Springs is the site from which the recorded material on this tape was taken. The recorded material is, of course, the wonderful sounds of bird songs. Not all birds are singers, but Indian Springs offers a bird sanctuary with a large variety of songbirds. For example, the one you are hearing now is the indigo bunting, a summertime visitor to Indian Springs. Indian Springs is an environment which is splendidly suited to the purpose of this tape. Indian Springs is a wildlife management area in western Maryland. With this tape, you will learn to identify the featured birds by their songs and to experience the beautiful sounds of nature as if you were really there. Identifying birds by their songs can be fun as well as easy to do. Sometimes it is necessary for a bird watcher to know a bird by hearing its song. If one goes to a remote location while looking for a particular bird, much less walking is necessary if the song can be heard. Bird songs can be heard from a distance of 100 meters or more, depending on the bird, the terrain, the listener's ears, and the level of background noise. Another problem occurs when a bird is singing near the top of a tall tree. The bird may then be hidden from view by the leaves, but the song may instantly reveal its maker. To be able to instantly identify a bird by its song takes considerable practice. Also, some birds have several variations of their song, which can make identification a little bit confusing. This tape will help anyone to become familiar with a bird's basic song. The variations can be learned by listening to real birds at another time. The song of one bird may sound similar to that of another's. A good example is the similarity of the songs of the cardinal and the Carolina wren. We will hear them in a few minutes. Although bird songs are used mainly as a means of communication, their differences may be analyzed in musical terms. Bird songs have pitch, melody, and rhythm. To enhance one's bird listening skills, it is a good idea to listen to these musical aspects as a means of memorizing a song. Some birds are mimickers. I once heard a mockingbird mimic a bluebird, Carolina wren, yellow-shafted flicker, tufted titmouse, and red-bellied woodpecker in the space of 2 minutes. Their mimicry is very good sometimes. There are available recordings of mockingbirds mimicking the songs of several dozen birds. Many of them sound exactly like the song of the bird they are mimicking. I have been fooled often. The gray catbird can also mimic the songs of the birds, but not as well as the mockingbird. It has a good cat call from which it gets its name. There are other mimicking birds, such as the brown thrasher, but I prefer to listen to other birds. My favorite birds are the wood thrush, cardinal, Carolina wren, as well as the indigo bunting. Their songs are very rhythmical, with many notes, and can be heard from great distances. These birds sometimes sing for 20 to 30 minutes without stopping. Other birds, such as the bluebird, cannot be heard from a great distances. It sometimes can be difficult to determine the direction of a bluebird, especially if it is behind a tree. This tape is designed to help someone identify a bird by hearing its song. On the first side of this tape, I will announce different birds one by one. After each announcement, you will hear the bird's song for 1 or 2 minutes. This will give you a very good impression of the bird's basic song, and maybe a variation.